You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. What's happening?
Man, it's Wednesday, Earl, and it's a good day, man. How you feeling today?
I'm doing fine, man. The only thing is, I didn't realize it was Wednesday until I arrived at the studio. I thought it was Tuesday. but man, maybe that's telling me I need a break.
Yeah.
but I do know, as I have had a dialogue and a conversation with my good friend, Robert Miranda, with Fresh Water for Life Coalition, what day it is. Good morning to you, brother. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine.
That's good.
Look, we're going to talk about, some of the things that we've been talking about now for a while, continuing the conversation on the lead in the water, but we're also going to talk a little bit about the fact that you are a veteran and you have had conversations and having conversations and dialogues with veterans. I just think it's important, man, that people, you know, hear what veterans are saying about what is taking place with them. And, you know, veterans used to be, man, you didn't want to touch Social Security. Any person with common sense that was in the political game did not want to touch Social Security, Medicare, or veterans. Well, we got a guy who thinks the three of them combined should kiss his hiney as he was telling some other folk that they need to do this. The president of the United States talking like this. But anyway, Robert, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the continuation of the problem at Milwaukee Public Schools and lead paint and all those things that people are faced with.
Yes. And, and this is a crisis that is ongoing and it's still attracting media attention and rightfully so, as you have eloquently put it in many occasions. You know, this is about the future of our community. This is about our children. This is about the health of our community and the politicians in our community needing to stand up and do what is right and focus more attention on the resources to go towards helping resolve this crisis instead of just basically going around and smiling and just jovially getting out there looking for the photo ops and then going back and doing nothing. It's you know, the time has come for some real serious action and real serious action calls for many of these politicians to start making some statements that demand some serious resolve to this. Man. And you know, some of these statements that are coming out are not necessarily coming out for not only eliminating this crisis, but to change the way the system is being operated. And that, you know, and one of those discussions being put out there is, again, Robin Voss and the Republican Party talking about privatization and privatization of MPS. And we stand firmly opposed to that whole idea. It's crazy. You know, rather than deal with this matter in a way that needs to be dealt with, and that is to do it in a democratically way, in a democratically controlled way, where people of the community work with bureaucrats of the institution, work with politicians, all working together to steer the resources towards where the crisis is, fix the crisis, and then set up a system where this can stabilize, and the resources that are being put in there are being spent in the manner that it needs to be spent in order to continue that stability. You know, we get these knuckleheads up there in Madison who are pro-corporate, pro-business, pro-profit, privatization-minded kind of people who see the idea of putting money in public institutions like MPS as a waste of money, and not realizing that when you privatize, you're still wasting, you're wasting more, and you're taking more, not only more of the resources out of the system, but you're destroying the democratic control of the system. And so, you know, we stand firmly opposed to that idea that is being discussed around there in Madison with the GOP and Robin Voss is all and those people.
Are you concerned, man, that with what is going on nationally and internationally with, you know, Donald Trump and all the different things that are happening simultaneously, that this gets lost in the shuffle?
Well, I don't think it'll get...
That's why we have to keep making noise, right?
Exactly. I don't think it'll get lost in the shuffle as long as we have groups out there in the community. And, you know, I sing the praises of the Let's Safe Schools organizing that is going on. You know, the parents of that group, if they didn't get themselves together like they are doing now, I think that this would have been put under the rug in January. It would have ended the first week this thing came out. If those parents didn't get organized and didn't start doing what they're doing today, this would have ended all in January. But they stuck to it. They organized. They're building. They're growing. And because they're building and they're growing, the parents are the key to this whole issue at MPS. The parents are the ones who are now taking control and saying, if the bureaucrats aren't going to do what is right for our children, if the politicians aren't going to do what is right for the children, then you know what? You keep saying, well, the parents need to do something about their kids. Well, we are, and here we are. And now it's time for you to do what we say. Because if you're going to put it on parents to watch out for their children, well, here we are. We're watching out for our children, and now we're going to make you do what we want you to do to improve the safety and the health and the welfare of our children attending Milwaukee Public Schools.
You know, Robert, I don't have any children in Milwaukee Public Schools anymore. I haven't had for a long time, but I still think this is the fight that I have to be engaged in, that I have to be involved in. And my fear is that the fight is solely going to be these parents. And if it's going to be these parents, so be it. The parents are mobilized, and as you stated, I had them on Monday, and they are continuing to mobilize. It's just a matter of whether people who are engaged, people who are listening, people from across this state, because guess what? The battle is not just in Milwaukee. It's not just MPS. Many people don't know it yet. Excuse me. But wherever they are, townships, wherever they are, the same thing exists.
Right.
They just have not, you know, been privy to it. Is it safe to say that?
Right. They haven't been hit as hard with the issue as we have been hit in Milwaukee. And so, you know, the community has a responsibility. There is a responsibility of the community. And the responsibility of the community is to support the parents' push, to be behind the parents, to back the parents, and to show that the parents are not alone in this fight. And so with community groups like Get the Lead Out Coalition, Metcalf Park Bridges, all these community organizations coming together and supporting the parents in their push. The parents have the inside. The parents have the voice. They are the voice of the community at NPS. And we as a community need to support them and their voice so that they are effective and they can push the agenda that needs to be pushed to improve not only the environment of NPS, but to improve all of the academic standings and to improve the services and to make sure that the resources that NPS does deserve get there, because the parents are now in control.
So Robert, let's, you know, what are the parents fighting for? Justice.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
They're not asking for something that's obtuse. They're asking for something that a nation with the wealth of this nation and the stature and the standing of this nation should be fighting for, and that's to make sure that the future of it is safe and protected, because those young people are going to eventually inherit it.
Exactly. That's not more above and beyond what anybody else would want. They are asking for that justice. They are asking for the accountability, and they are asking to be part of the solution. And that is not above and beyond what any community in this state would be asking for. And so every effort by City Hall of Milwaukee, by Milwaukee Public Schools, by Milwaukee County, all these government institutions, all these bureaucrats in these government institutions need to be accommodating to the voices of the parents and work with the parents to resolve this matter.
855-752-4842. It's Wednesday, and that means Freshwater for Life Action Coalition member Robert Miranda is joining us. 855-752-4842 is the number. We can continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I'm joined by my good friend Freshwater for Life Action Coalition's Robert Miranda. And, you know, Robert, we were talking about before the break about the fact that this issue that's happening over at Milwaukee Public Schools, and I was talking about this the other day, and Robert, not a day passes by that, you know, every day the kids go back to school, every day they're in school, they're exposed. And it just doesn't seem to be priority one. The fact that they know that the kids are in, you know, well, we haven't been able to check all the schools yet because there are too many of them. And so we can get to a few of them. And we've got three that have been closed for an extended period of time to try to eradicate the lead paint in those schools. It's been a long time. But there's 156 schools, Robert. So that means we know that if those schools that they've checked out have it, it's safe to say that many of the other ones have it. So it can't be acceptable that, you know, we're still sending those children into those environments every day, man. How right. can that be acceptable, Robert? Knowing the outcome of what the lead exposure to children, how can that be? And as you stated, Camelot is expanding downtown. They're expanding the Riverwalk in Milwaukee. They got some expansion ideas for Summerfest. You know, they're building additional skyscrapers and hotels. And hey, come on, man.
Well, let's not forget, Camelot had a windfall this year. Though, let's not forget that new sales tax.
Oh,
they
yeah.
got $200 million. They got an extra $200 million this year. So that extra $200 million, where's it going?
Well, they all got raises.
Hey, they're taking care. They're taking care of those who don't care about our neighborhoods. They're taking care about those who don't care about our children. And they want to spend more on beautifying downtown Milwaukee, Camelot. They want to spend more on attracting people who rather see MPS get trashed because they want to experience a beautiful time in Camelot. And rather than taking some of those resources and putting them towards improving the MPS system and improving neighborhoods, they want to move the majority of that resources towards appeasing the people that they grovel to for campaign donations and to be reelected. And these are the people with the money that control them. And the time has come. You know, we've been dealing with this. Lead paint has been banned in 1978. Lead pipes have been banned in 1986. And here we are, 2025. And all these decades, we've been dealing with this every year. 2016, we had a massive outbreak of lead being in the water. And we were told then that this is going to be taken care of. Here we are almost 10 years later, still finding lead in the water at MPS schools. If you don't push now, if we don't push now to change these things, we're never going to see the change that needs to be done. And the people who have the power, the people who have the money, who control these politicians, they'll continue to tell these politicians, don't worry about that. We need to put down another choo-choo train on the other side of Camelot. And if we don't take control of what's going on in the city and moving that extra $200 million that the city got towards building up neighborhoods, towards building up our educational system, that money is going to go and be thrown away to support things that really don't help stabilize the neighborhood.
So let me also interject, Robert. This major push by the legislature, you're going to put law enforcement in the schools.
Right.
We're concerned about the safety of children. So if you don't put the police officers in the school, we're going to do this. Yeah, we're concerned about the safety of the children. Oh, you are you?
Right.
And so if putting law enforcement in the schools means that you're concerned about the safety of the children, what about the lead?
Right.
855-752-4842. Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition member Robert Miranda and you. I'll come to the phone lines on the other side. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Robert Miranda, Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition. Robert, and just before we move on from the what is a crisis in Milwaukee Public Schools, and as you stated, the response by the cowards in Madison, is to privatize the district, as if by privatizing the district, that means they're going to address the serious issue of children being exposed to lead. I have no faith or confidence in people who demanded that Milwaukee Public, or they're breaking the law. They created a law that said the law enforcement had to be in the schools. The schools didn't say we want law enforcement in our schools. The very people who now want to be in control of privatizing the district are the ones who changed the law and forced these police officers into the school buildings where they really serve no purpose. And yet we're somehow supposed to believe that they're going to do something to help fix the Come on, man. Right. We weren't born yesterday, Robert.
Right. You know, they don't want to. They'd rather spend the money on these kinds of resolutions rather than dealing with addressing the root cause of a lot of what's going on. And we know that lead plays a major role in the behavior of our children. And so rather than invest that money, they want to throw in law enforcement. It just is a lot of money that they throw in law enforcement. Rather than throw that money towards remediating all that lead out of the schools, they go ahead and choose this. Because for them, it plays into their whole privatization scheme. It plays into the argument that they continue to put out into the public that the public schools are failing, that the public schools are inadequate, that the public schools are being mismanaged, our tax dollars are being wasted. It's a way to continue to build this notion of demoralizing and pushing the public confidence in the public institutions away and accepting their idea of privatization. And that's the reason why we say to the folks, don't be bamboozled by what's coming from Robin Voss and the Republican Party, like MAGA has been bamboozled by this tangerine man up in Washington, D.C. All right? We tell people, don't be bamboozled by these MAGA Republicans in Madison, because they are like that lemon head. All right? They are like him. And so you need to be more conscious of the fact that when you privatize, you lose democratic control of your public institutions. When you privatize, there is little or no cost savings. When you privatize, they reduce the quality of services. When you privatize, the loss of middle-class opportunity jobs for our neighborhoods, for our community, is lost. And when you privatize, and this is the biggest issue of all, you lose transparency and accountability, because in privatization, the people who run those schools under privatization are people who run private businesses, and private businesses don't have to cooperate with public records, with public information requests. They don't have to deal with the public. And so this idea that's coming from Robin Voss and the minions over there and the Republican Party, this has to be stopped immediately. And they have to know in Milwaukee, we don't privatize our public schools.
So Robert, we talked earlier about the fact that you're a veteran. And what is happening to veterans right now that people may not be aware of is worse than shameful. I've always said this, man, and you know, this is going back to the early stages of me being on radio. I've always said that any veteran, especially those who've been in the theater of war, should never have to worry about a roof over their head, food in their stomachs, Robert, or health care. How is it possible that we send young men and women all over the world, we put them in a uniform, we put a flag on their shoulder, and we say, you're going to fight for this nation, for freedoms all over the world. And then when they come back, we forget them, and they eat out of garbage cans, and they sleep under bridges. And then the American people on Veterans Day wave at them. Or they'll see a veteran and say, thank you for your service. As if somehow that's payment enough for men. And then, Robert, many of them come back, as you well know, They've gone through psychological hell at young ages, Robert, and sometimes they never recover. And then they're not even enough psychiatrists and psychologists to deal with what happens to men who are exposed in the theaters of war to all sorts of horrific things, Robert, not to mention being exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and then a nation that says, no, that didn't happen to you. A government right. That says, no, that's not true. And then they wait like they did to the Vietnam vets until they're 70 years old and say, oh, yeah, by the way, Now, you were exposed to Agent Orange, and they give them a few nickels or shekels towards the end of their life. Come on, man. And then a low life like Donald Trump comes in.
Right.
Your thoughts, man?
Well, you hit it right on the head. A low life Cadet Bone Spurs comes in, and he's coming in, tough guy. You know, just yesterday he was saying that the world is coming to kiss his butt.
Yeah, man. You know? Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
This is the kind. This is the kind of nonsense that is being promoted by these tough guys. They're all tough. You know, we want to be tough. We want to be rock hard like Rambo. This is the kind of minions out there that push this kind of nonsense. And this is they push for the election of a rapist, felonous coward who wouldn't serve his country because he had to get out because he had bone spurs. You know, those bone spurs didn't bother him when he was out on the dance floor during those years, you know. But all of a sudden, he can't march or he can't walk hills with a rifle. But, hey, that's besides the point. You know, yesterday I was thinking about all this, you know, and I went to the VA. I usually go to the VA every week. I do groups over there, and I talk with a lot of VA veterans. And I always go by the cemetery over there. I don't know if you've ever been over on 50th and National.
Oh, man.
That's a moving, very touching scene when you ride in that road and you see those tombstones.
It's like Woods. It's like a smaller version of Woods.
I mean, it's just powerful.
Yeah.
And you get out and you read on those tombstones, died in battle, POW, MIA, Battle of Iwo Jima, World War II, World War I, Korea, Vietnam. These people paid the ultimate price for us to be able to sit here like you and I are doing right now, to speak on the airwaves and speak our minds and use our First Amendment right to free speech. They paid that ultimate price for us to be doing this today. And then we have this numbnuts come into office, and now he's out there talking about cutting VA services, cutting services for the veterans. And not only that, he spits on those graves. He spits on those graves and dismisses the blood that those veterans, that those heroes, those warriors shed in order for us to build the world's most powerful alliance, NATO. NATO. And he spits on it and attacks our allies, allies that were forged by the blood, by the death of all those people. When you go on 50th and National Avenue and remind yourself, look at those graves and see the price we paid for those alliances. And you're going to sit up here and let Cadet Bone Spurs get out there and dismiss their deaths, dismiss their sacrifice in building those alliances. That really has me irked about what these veterans who supported Trump did. Shame on them. Shame for the American Legion, the veterans of foreign wars, to be supporting this numbskull and putting him as commander in chief. That is the most disgraceful, the most dishonorable. And any military man who understands honor, who understands courage, who understands the bond that was built by comrades in arms, brothers in arms, should understand that supporting this draft-dodging piece of crap should have never happened by those veteran organizations. And any veteran who supported him should be ashamed of himself for supporting Cadet Bone Spurs.
So, Robert, what is it you don't understand, man? Don't you understand that Donald Trump is getting ready to set up a big military parade? just like they do in Russia and China
Korea.
And North Korea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's getting ready. This is symbolism.
Right.
And at its worst, And the American people, man, I don't understand. They can't beat them talking about Gold Star families. Oh, the Gold Star families. You couldn't beat the Republicans. Oh, the Gold Star families. Joe Biden is dismissing the Gold Star families. Man, what is this cat doing, man?
This guy is out here spitting on the graves of our veterans, on the graves of our heroes, by attacking the alliances that they died for. Those allies in NATO joined us in fighting the war against terror. They were part of our networks in fighting in the Cold War. They were part of our networks in Korea, in World War II, in World War I. We have over 100 years of alliances, and this clown comes in and tries to destroy
Hey, Robert, and spitting in the face of veterans who are alive, cutting people from the Veterans Administration, cutting veterans, wounded veterans and who had some mental challenges from the jobs, man, and saying, well, many of them really aren't qualified. 855-752-4842. Never been anything like it in the history of this nation. No other president has sunk that low. 855-752-4842. Robert Miranda, Fresh Water for Life, Action Coalition, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, of course, deep down inside he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us that same number. My guest is Mr. Robert Miranda, Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition, and a veteran, military veteran. Go to the phone lines. John, how you doing, sir? You have a question or comment?
Hey, how's it going, Earl?
All right. Your thoughts?
Earl, I just wanted to say, as far as Trump trying to get his birthday parade on, I think they should take that money and help the veterans, because to me, it's a waste of money. He doesn't deserve it. He's not even entitled to it, you know. And I think people should get out and protest before June and say no, you know. But thank you.
And well, John, you're a veteran, right?
Yeah.
So you know you've got buddies that are veterans, you've got, you know, friends that were lost in the war, and you know, I think right. people should definitely think long and hard about what they see that this man is doing. Even if you support him in other areas, you can at least speak out for what is clearly wrong in the way he's treating veterans. Man, come on, man.
Yeah, he doesn't care. They're losers and suckers. That's all to him. He don't care. You know, but yeah, he wants to put on this birthday parade, you know, and just spit in the face of the veterans. I think that's crazy. It's outrageous. And I think people should get out and protest. No, you don't spend our taxpayer dollars on this nonsense.
Well, you know,
if you're going to use our taxpayer, if you're going to use our taxpayer dollars, you know, put it to the veterans, help them.
Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. And you know the worst part about it, Robert? This, he's talking like he's ready to jump in a war. He's ready to kick off some battles. I guess he's talking like he's ready to send the American troops off to war. Are you listening to his rhetoric?
Well, he's clearly engaged in an economic war right now. You know, he is prepping the country for something. You know, he is. You just don't engage in this kind of economic war without having an idea of doing something later.
Right.
You know, this guy engaged in tariffs when they didn't really need it. He didn't have to do it. You know, and what he said last night about countries coming to kiss his butt. Again.
And he didn't use the verbiage butt. He used
that mule name.
Right.
You know, that's what he used. And he said it right there for everybody to hear.
Right.
Because he is out there trying to project himself as this strong man, this strong dictator that's going to be the dictator of America. And he's
of the world.
And he's going to move the world into the hemisphere of America. You think that countries like China, North Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East, all these other countries are going to all fall for that? They're going to say, oh, no problem. We're going to let America just control the world. And anything America wants, we're just going to do, because we're just out there kissing their president's butt. You know, hey, this guy is playing a game that he cannot win. This guy is playing checkers, and Xi in China is playing chess. And this guy is out here with that rhetoric, shows the ignorance and the lack of diplomatic training that is needed in order to create the kind of stable world agenda that needs to be created in order to prevent wars from being engaged in. And again, veterans who supported this guy, who went out there in support of him, knowing that he has called them losers if they were POWs, attacked Senator McCain, has now engaged in cutting the VA services, has now engaged in taking out veterans who have been working in the Veterans Administration.
Yeah.
It just shows this guy is not out for the people of America. He's out for himself.
Right, Robert, let me ask you, have you talked to veterans who support him?
Oh, yes, I have.
What is their thought?
Again, their thought is that he projected an image of strength. You know, he's the kind of guy that talks tough. And that right there is just the limitations of many of these people who think that way, that they need somebody who talks tough, that somebody who talks diplomatically is not tough. And again, that's just not the way you run government.
Hey, Robert, thank you, man. We'll reconnect next week. See you later. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.